full most of the time. If I have a can and freeze, and I have the basement, I put my canned stuff in shelves in the basement. And I'll see, back in the kitchen, I have two refrigerators. I didn't even mention either one of those. And of course, there's a pantry in over to the back that I keep my groceries and cans and things like that, and vegetables and so on. And lots of times, you know, they won't keep handy.
What things do you can?
We can beans, soups, corn, and just most anything there is to can out of the garden. I put up a lot of field peas. We love those, Crowder's Rosnier peas. I put up several of those. Of course, they're not ready yet. We've done froze beans and corn, okra. I put a lot of okra in because we all like okra. And of course, I make a lot of different kinds of pickles, and we put them in cans and put them in the basement.
Tell me about canning. Can you give me some hints on canning, how you go about the canning different things?
Well, we'll start with beans. Pick your beans and you fix them while they're real fresh. Strain them and break them up, wash them good, and put them on to blanch them. And then I pack them. The ones that I can, I blanch them and put them in my cans. And you pour water, fill the can with water. Of course, you have your cans nice and clean. And your lead, you boil them. And so they'll be nice and clean. And then you put them on them and seal them. And then I put them in open kettle method, and for 3 hours, cook them for 3 hours, and then take them out, and after they've cooled, you take them to the basement. And the ones that I can fix for put in the freezer, I fix the same method, except I just blanch them and then cool them with ice as quick as you can, and put them in the containers and put them in the freezer. And they freeze and keep them. They taste just as well any time in the winter as they do go get them out the garden now.
What about pickles?
Well, we make several pickles. We have a squash pickle, a new one that we haven't had very long. It's really good. It takes a good bit of time to make them, but they are really delicious. And of course, there's different kinds of pickles that we make. Can everything from pumpkin up and down.
What about when you're cooking? Can you tell me some utensils you use to cook with?
Yes, I mostly cook with stainless steel. I find out that food's better cooked in it, and you use less water, and then you can cook it slower, and it just tastes better.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I have some iron. Stainless steel and iron is my two favorite. If I ever got married, I wanted to have plenty in my kitchen to cook with, and plenty of dishes to serve with, and silverware and so on. And I kept on till I got it.
What about your mother? What kind of type of cooking did she do? Is there any difference from the way you do now?
No, well, not too much, because we just cook the good old country way, you know, good old vegetables and pies and so on. That's really good.
Well, what do you put in your beans when you cook them and make them taste good?
You cook them with a piece of pork and make some real good.
Mm-hmm.
And you season them to...
What do you season them with?
You put a little salt in them, and you put that piece of pork in them. And if you have some good bacon grease, that helps to make them real good. And you don't put a lot of water in them, just cook them slow.